This is BBC Radio 4 with today's afternoon play. Brian Cox and Siobhan Redmond star in the Victorian detective series McLeavy by David Ashton. Episode 2, Flesh and Blood.
I've been laid low for nigh on 3 days with a chest complaint. A terrible thing to listen to your own body wheezing and gurgling like an old man on a park bench. That's not me. Not at all. I am in my prime. If you squinted sideways, you'd swear I was hardly past the meridian. Hear that? Clear as a bell. I am now up and about. James McLeavy, Inspector of Police. I have garnered enough energy to feel aggrieved that not one body came to see me in my transient decrepitude. I did not expect Lieutenant Roach. He would be celebrating my absence. And Mulholland, at least, he sent me round a honey poultice, courtesy of his bees. But where was Jean Brash? I've had to imbibe my landlady's hellish coffee. A kind enough woman for a Dundonian, but ignorant of the sensual pleasure to be found in the aromatic Arab world. Jean could have at least brought round a flask, but no, nothing. Just a nippy wee note to say I better get my strength up because I'll need it. Where's that collar stud? Maybe it's just as well she didn't come. I would have been at her mercy. Sucking good coffee, but supine. Oh, these collars, jokey. She'd have sat there with a question in her eyes I cannot answer. There, that's me. Ready and willing. At the mercy of fate we were that night. In the cave, man and woman. But now, no longer. She is a body whose keeper, and I, a practicing policeman. We will have to let bygones be bygones. Oh, dearie me. I better get back to the station and impersonate the man everybody assumes him to be. James McLeavy. Ready and willing.
Oh, this is the night, George Cameron.
Very kind, I'm sure.
At least I could do on your birthday. Bound to fail the next exams, eh?
I'll get by. Copy over your shoulder, eh?
Not for the first time. Are you fit for action?
Stand and deliver! Oh!
So, here we are, gentlemen. The Just Land. Best body house in Edinburgh.
That's quite imposing.
I've picked one out for you, George. Clean as a whistle. All their own teeth.
Oh, I wouldn't want to get bitten.
I'll look after you. After all, you're the runt of the litter.
So, you've been here before, Barnaby?
A regular. Like clockwork? Tick-tock.
Tick-tock, I'll remember that.
Now, George, let's hope you can rise to the occasion.
Aye?
Mistress Semple, I have brought you someone in dire need.
In need of what?
The sampling of your wares.
Mr. Buchanan, just because your father's a judge doesn't mean you can get lippy.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Where is this dire necessity?
Step forth, sir. May I present Mr. George Cameron, who wishes, in legal terms, a completion of contract.
Get the hell out of here.
What?
You heard me. Get out.
You come from under there. At once. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, get in that cage. Oh. So, during the day, Pedro, you can have the run of the place. But at night, you stay where you belong. Like all men, under lock and key. God almighty, what is it now?
And who are you to deny us entry?
I am keeper of the keys of the Just Land.
You are a foolish old woman.
And Barnaby, let us sure well do elsewhere, eh? There are many taverns.
True. And we shall visit them all.
Madam, we will obey your wishes and quit your sight.
Then for God's sake, go.
What's all this yelly-hooing?
Your keeper of the keys has denied us entry, Mistress Brash.
I'm sure she has her reasons. In that case, you must depart.
We will, but it is doubtful if I shall ever return. Come along, gentlemen.
My mother has always told me that the ancient and venerable must be respected.
Pity to lose Mr. Buchanan. He spends money like water.
We'll survive.
I sincerely hope so. Why bar them?
That's my business.
No, Hannah, it is my business. I know the death of your sister was hard for you.
She died peaceful.
Maybe you came back too soon.
I'll do my job.
Then why bar them?
I didn't like their looks.
If we graded clients according to appearance, we'd have precious few. And MacLeavy wouldn't even pass the gates.
What brought him into it? Oh, I'll see to the girls.
True enough. What brought him into it?
So, Inspector, you could not resist the siren song of Leith Station.
I stopped bulking up the phlegm.
How charming. Well, in such absence, the constable here has much improved upon you.
What way?
That desk of yours is now fit for human eyeballs.
You've tidied up the mess.
He has indeed.
There was order in that mess.
Not that I could see. I found arrest charges from 5 years ago.
You have to admit, MacLeavy, the younger man has you beat. Time is not on your side.
Time is on no one's side.
But in your case, when animal vitality wanes, what is left? You should go out on the saunter, get some colour in your cheeks. The constable here can look after you. Don't worry.
I'll do that. I'll do just that.
And try not to find any murders, MacLeavy. It's been so serene in your absence. Quiet, steady, and organised.
As my Aunt Katie says, it was a peaceful morning until the cock crew.
Exactly, Constable. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
One, two, three, four... Five!
Well done, George. A cocker of whiskey in 5 seconds. How do you feel, sir?
Like a new man.
He'll be a thirst as well. We'll have another round.
Well, gentlemen, spending your inheritance? A splendid pastime.
Mr. Dunleavy, I did not know you frequented these parts.
I have an office upstairs. One here, one on the Kirk Gate. One for the lower class... and one for the hay. They both need sustenance.
The filthy lucre.
Indeed. Supply and demand.
Did not Jesus throw the moneylenders out of the temple?
Oh, you must have noticed, Mr. Buchanan, this is not a temple. I am a simple businessman.
And what is your philosophy, sir?
Debts must be honoured, or there's the devil to pay. Goodbye.
Ah, moneylender, eh?
A parasite. These dotterels here go to him.
Oh, I've never frequented such.
And I have my father's allowance. Another round, barman. See if we play.
Foggy.
Good for the coal puffers.
You leave my desk in peace.
The lieutenant's orders.
Jean Brash was asking after.
Me? What did she say?
In Great Junction Street. From her carriage. She called out.
What?
Tell him to hurry up.
What the hell is that?
A gull only. You're very jumpy.
I don't like not seeing what lies ahead.
I regret that I have no wherewithal.
Sure round, George. We bought the last three. Surely a man can't be penniless on his own birthday, eh?
I'll go to the moneylender.
Oh, that is your solution, eh?
Attend me, gentlemen. I shall return.
Oh, dear. What can he offer as surety? His down at heels. I feel a bout of pugilism coming upon me, gentlemen. Now, that giant in the corner, think I might master him. Excuse me, sir. Were you born ill-favoured? Or has nature fashioned your growth to such by way of jest?
Yes?
I want a wee loan.
I only grant such to students of high degree. Then, should they default, the family will not.
I want a wee loan.
High degree. From your appearance, you do not qualify.
Aye, my parents are good folk.
But poor as church mice. Goodbye.
Wait, you insult me.
You insult yourself.
I will have satisfaction.
You see this, my bucky? It is a knife. If you do not wish a dab in the belly, you must find your way home, and in the morning you will awake sober, but still impoverished, with your good folk.
You will take that back!
I will close the door. I warned you, sir!
Foul anchor.
Never known a dive like it for a rammy. Come on, Mulholland. Duty calls.
Your servant, aye, sir.
Good for the soul.
Going down like ninepins.
What a life to see. Oh, come on now. 3-1 is no fair.
Ah, that's better odds. Thank you, sir. I was outnumbered.
You're as full as a piper. All right. It's quite enough. Next to start a skirmish gets Mulholland's stick. Or my fist. Take your pick.
George, what have you done? I appear to have cut myself.
George, you're all over blood.
Let me take that knife from you, sir. That's it. Nice and easy.
I must have cut myself.
I see no wound. Where have you been?
Upstairs. I wanted a wee loan.
Throat slit, dead as a doornail.
The room has been ransacked. You wanted money, did you not?
It was his own knife.
George, what happened?
A homicidal drunken assault by the looks of it.
I'll just slip the restrainers on you, sir.
I beg your pardon.
I'm afraid, Mr.
Cameron. George Cameron is my name.
You're under suspicion of murder.
Oh, my God, George. What have you done?
Mrs. Brash! That bloody monkey's up the curtains again.
Oh, he won't do any harm.
Been shopping, I see.
Hats. I like hats.
When's that friend of yours due back?
4 days. Not long. Lucky girl with her lover in Paris.
And she left you the monkey.
I like Pedro. And you were right to bar those boys last night. I just heard one of them did a murder.
Who?
What do you think to the feather? Hmm? Norris Dunleavy, a moneylender, some drunken brawl.
Who killed him?
Cameron, I think they said his name. George Cameron.
I have to go.
Hannah? What's the matter with you?
Nothing for nosy folk.
Hannah? Oh, Pedro, don't you dare do that. You bad wee boy.
I apologise, Mr. Buchanan, for my inspector's over-officiousness.
My father will not be pleased.
You were all roaring foo and you started that rammy. A night in the cells is what you deserve.
That's quite sufficient, McLeavy. You are now free to go, sir.
That will be a pleasure. All this is Cameron's doing. Dreadful that he would commit such a cowardly, vicious act. It is not the mark of a gentleman.
Be surprised what gentlemen get up to.
Good day to you, Lieutenant.
Good day, sir. As per usual, McLeavy, no sooner are you back than homicide comes waltzing through the door.
That's me right enough.
What about George Cameron?
Mulholland's with him now. The boy's been sick to his stomach all night.
McLeavy! I want a word with you, sir.
Dear me. Look what's turned up at the desk. One of your Bodyhoose associates. You better go, Inspector. Perhaps she bears a B.A.D.U. from Jean Brash.
I doubt that. Excuse me. What is your mission here, Hannah? I'm a busy man.
George Cameron. Is he in the cells?
I'm liable to stay there.
I want you to prove him innocent.
And if I discover him guilty?
I'll come with lawyers.
Will you indeed? What is all this to you, Hannah?
I feel bad. I barred him last night for the just land. If I hadn't done so, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, that's a guy long reach to find such guilt. Does Jean know about this?
It's nothing to do with Jean. You owe me. I'm asking you.
I'll do my job. That's what I'm good at.
You'll hear from me.
I'm not hopeful, Hannah. A cutthroat Disneyland itself.
You do your job, McCleavy.
Was that not Hannah Semple?
None other. How's the suspect?
Terrible state. All he can talk of is his parents.
The least of his worries.
I feel sorry for the boy.
Well, that's not like you.
Well, you put on a sad face. They sometimes let things slip.
Now, that's more the thing. The murder room. Is it sealed off?
Awaiting your inspection.
Cameron can stew for a bit. Let us inspect Mulholland. Scene of the crime.
He certainly wreaks havoc.
That's for sure. A wee thing puzzles me.
Fire away.
Well, if Cameron was after cash, then Levy's pocketbook had such within £10 in value. Notes of the realm.
Too drunk to think straight?
Possible, but see here. The drawers have been ripped open, papers thrown all over the place.
Search for something.
But not necessarily money. And look here. This iron filing cabinet. The lock. Wrenched apart.
Drunken fury.
Always possible.
Well, one thing sticks out a mile. A big pool of dried blood.
Undeniable. Murder most foul.
How are you feeling, George?
A bit better. Have you told my folk?
The lieutenant sent word.
They will be devastated.
George, tell us what happened. Keep it on the simple side.
I stood there. Used to borrow money. Drunken. Idiot. And he drew a knife.
Why?
He'd refused me. I took offence. Idiot!
Just keep to the story, George.
Look, he insulted my folk. And I went for him. He hit me with a butt of a knife. I fell. I don't remember more.
Until you woke up?
Yes. Still outside where I fell. The door closed. I went back down the stairs.
You didn't notice all that blood?
Not until everybody looked. I was so drunk.
That's the trouble, George. Blind drunk.
And a blind fury.
I did not kill him. I would remember, surely, to cut a man's throat.
The human mind is a strange mechanism, sir. What it does not wish to witness, it buries deep.
I will be disgraced. My life in ruins. Barnaby Buchanan has sent me a note. They've cut my acquaintance.
It's nice to have friends.
My poor folk will suffer. That's the worst of all.
The hangman's rope is no that pleasant a prospect either.
I have to find strength. I play the fool too often. And I tell you once again, sirs, to the best of my knowledge, I did not kill that man.
To the best of his knowledge, eh?
That won't get him very far.
Well, what's the verdict on Cameron?
Doesn't have a leg to stand on, sir.
He may receive support. I just received a dispatch from Duncan Patterson.
Patterson? Oh, he's no small beer.
One of the best advocates in Edinburgh and retained to represent George Cameron.
That'll cost.
Can't be his people. They have no money.
Never guess who.
By one Hannah Semple, perhaps?
There's no getting past you, McCleavy. A cash retainer, no less.
Where would Hannah get that kind of money?
Rob a bank, maybe.
What is her interest in this boy?
She says She feels responsible. Dunleavy had an office in the Kirkgate, did he not?
The moneylenders congregate there.
Let us pay a wee visit, just for nosiness.
I shall entertain Mr. Patterson when he arrives.
Easy enough. You both attend the same lodge, do you not?
As I said, McLeavy, there's no getting past you.
Where have you been all day?
I had business to attend.
Well, in your absence, two of the girls have scratched lumps out of each other.
Such as who?
Mamie Toms and Big Susan. Tooth and nail.
Over what?
Mamie missed some jewellery, blamed Susan. I had to separate them. That's your job.
I'll have a word.
Hannah, is there something I should know?
Not a thing.
That's Pedro. He's hungry.
You better feed him then.
I'll go and do just that. No doubt you have your own tasks to fulfil.
Mamie Toms and Big Susan, get your backside out here.
Here's the door.
Do you want the key?
No.
We had enough bother surely getting it out to the landlady.
I don't need it. The lock's bust.
So it is. Well, well.
Well. Well.
Another ransack.
I doubt we can blame George Cameron for this depredation.
Could be someone heard of the death and thought to rob the place?
Could be. But you note, once more, the papers are scattered to the four winds.
What was sought might not yet be found.
Perhaps not. Charlie's medallion, the young chevalier.
Something on the go.
Just thinking that Norris Dunleavy was a crafty bugger. But so am I, Mulholland. So am I.
This is a turn-up for the books.
Is it?
You ask me out for coffee?
Mark of a gentleman. Bitter taste.
Six lumps should sort it. James, I take it you desire something from me.
That depends.
On what I have to give? Oh, that's a terrible noise.
My teeth are full of holes.
You were supposed to come and see me.
I fell ill.
You look fine now.
I will come to you. We will talk.
We can make a start now.
What? Oh, no. This is a tea room. There's folk.
Folk?
All over the place. I need to... Well, I came with a different intention.
Is it honourable?
What?
The intention.
I'm on a case. You'll have to wait. For that is over.
I've heard that before.
I give you my solemn word.
You better stick to it.
I'll stick. One way or the other.
What do you want?
Information. On a certain subject.
Whisper it.
What?
Put your lips close to my ear.
I can say from here.
Whisper the bloody thing. That could take time.
Time is I a bugger. How's Hannah Simple these days?
The death of her sister has hit hard. Not herself at the moment, not at all.
My inquiries may well assist her.
What's she got to do with all this?
You mean you don't know?
Don't know what?
She didn't tell you.
Tell me what?
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm about to throw this coffee into your big fat face.
Does it look warm?
I don't know the temperature.
In that case, I better tell you.
And you don't have to whisper.
Do you think this to be worthwhile?
I enjoy a wee sparring match.
That's enough punishment, young Garfield. Off you go and count your bruises. Some of these new students think to challenge their betters.
I am a mistake to challenge a superior.
Come to don the gloves, Inspector.
I'm more bare-knuckle. Nice to see you've recovered so quickly from your harrowing experience.
Life must go on.
Unless you're Norris Dunleavy. I wanted to ask you something.
Ask away, my good man.
In your note to George Cameron, you mentioned a vicious streak. In what way?
He lacks strength of character. Such a trait leads to violent outbursts.
Have you witnessed incidences of that?
That is more an impression.
Nothing we can use as evidence, then.
What more evidence do you need?
So, you've all turned your backs on him.
I cannot condone such a cowardly act.
You have fast hands.
I enjoy a scrap.
Believe I could shade you, though.
Then put the gloves on, sir.
As I said, bare knuckle.
Think I have the solution. Hold arms down the side. I count to three. You both hammer up. Winner hits first.
Splendid idea, Constable. Gather round, gentlemen. Place your bets. I've never hit a policeman before.
Is that a fact?
Are you ready?
Ready and willing.
One, two, three.
You still haven't hit a policeman. Come on, Mulholland.
I underestimated you, Inspector. Next time I won't make allowance for your age.
What are you doing in the kitchen, mistress?
Thinking.
Oh, the girls are all abed. You should do the same. Your monkey's waiting.
Hannah, McCleavy told me about the advocate.
Did he now?
Why did you not tell me?
My business.
You said that before, but things can change. Where did you get the payment?
What concern is it of yours?
I have a stash of money for emergency. I keep it under the bed.
Daft place, right enough. I know. So?
A black bag tied at the neck. I keep it well pushed to the back. Hardly ever check it. But tonight, for some reason, I did.
And?
It was gone, Hannah.
Are you accusing me?
The money is gone. That's all I know.
If you doubt me, mistress, then I will leave the just land.
Why are you defending this boy?
My affair.
The inspector says you paid in cash.
McCleavy has an itch you can't scratch.
We will talk of this in the morning. I cannot trust myself at the moment.
It's not yourself you do not trust. It is me.
Sweet damnation.
Late, McCleavy.
I slept bad. How was Duncan Patterson?
The advocate came in, spoke with his client, came out, shook his head at me and left.
Oh, he's earning his money then.
Cameron alone with Dunleavy. Drunk, knife, throat cut, not much to work on.
Good morning, sir.
Well, how is our vicious, unprincipled murderer this day?
I'm not heartened by the advocate, but his folk will stand by him.
Will they now?
I saw them come in. Decent wee buddies.
I just spoke with them. They believe him innocent, that he could not have committed such a barbaric act. They believe in him.
Why are we all so concerned? I've hardly even spoken to the man.
Oh, here, I forgot. Pick this up at the desk. Your name.
Thank you.
Nice smell. A welcome change.
A foreign fragrance, eh, McCleavy?
James, it's like a madhouse here. The monkey bit one of the cats.
Monkey?
Hannah and I are at daggers drawn. The address you seek is below. I hope it helps. I will see you shortly. Jean.
This is against the law.
Pretend it was magic.
It was your lockpicks.
Pull back the curtains. I had a thought that Dunleavy, being a crafty bugger, would have a room of sight when he kept his ledgers away from prying eyes, and Jean was kind enough to find it out for me.
Where would you be without her?
Stymied. Observe. The desk there.
It is also locked, no doubt.
Look away now. Open sesame. Well, well. Two books. Names. Amounts. Payments. One for each of us, Constable.
What are we looking for?
Anything that rings a bell.
Inspector, look at this.
Oh, that's a big amount. In red.
And see the name beside it?
Aha. So now we have a fair idea of who killed Dunleavy and why. How to prove it?
My Aunt Katie says any fool can throw a line. It's all in how you bait the hook.
Come away in.
I received your note, Mistress Semple.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
You mentioned the ledgers of Mr. Dunleavy.
A windfall. My good fortune.
How did this happen?
He was a client at the Just Land. Told his regular of this secret place, she told me.
It is dark in here.
Well, there's candle enough to see what's written. Your name in the column and a note to date. A considerable sum.
Well, it does mount up, even with an allowance.
Gambling and whoring, no doubt.
Oh, well, you should know.
I intend to collect these dates, starting with yourself.
And if I refuse?
I will take the notes to your father, the judge. Shame will do the rest.
And if I try to remove them from you?
I have my long razor to hand, and you are far too law-abiding.
Of course. But if you don't mind me observing, Mistress Semple, you are perhaps somewhat elderly and out of your depth.
You see, now I have your weapon.
That was quick.
I have quick hands. Fast enough to cut his throat.
Dunleavy.
I've killed once. Another makes no odds.
Liar. You were nowhere near the man.
Oh, but I was, you see. During the fight, I was thrown through an open doorway. I heard raised voices. I followed up, and there was George, lying, unconscious. Dunleavy standing over, a knife in his hand.
Mr. Buchanan, have you come to pay your debts?
How dare you approach me in the tavern?
I want my money.
You'll get it in due course.
No. I have made a note in my ledger. If I do not receive within the week, I shall visit your father.
You would not dare.
It is a large sum. I want repayment.
My fist will repay you.
Don't be a fool. Witness what happened to your companion.
Parasite! Thought I was drunk, eh? Not that drunk. I have the knife, and I have you close. Now you cancel that debt. Or I'll cut your throat.
You don't have the nerve.
So I did. Cut his throat. But I couldn't find a damned ledger. Then I feared discovery, so I went back down and joined the fight. And now I have to do it all over again.
You wouldn't dare.
I have no option. Now, with your own razor. A certain poetry there.
I think not. I am James McLeavy, Inspector of Police, and I have my revolver upon you.
I'm here as well.
You took your time.
Got stuck in the carton.
You should have tried the wardrobe. All right, my manny. Drop the implement.
Go to hell, McLeavy.
You should have shot him.
No, Hannah. We need him in one piece.
I near broke my stick.
Deary me. These young men... Can I take a telling?
Well, Mr. Cameron, you're free to depart, and lucky to be in that position.
Thank you, sir.
I had nothing to do with it. You may thank my inspector and his constable.
Oh, I've already expressed my gratitude to the officers.
How fortunate for them.
I've also written to Anna Semple to thank her, but I still do not understand why she wished to help me.
A mystery to one and all. Your parents are waiting at the door. Off you go, young man, and count your blessings.
I'll do that, sir. And I'll pass my exams as well.
Oh, that would be a happy ending. We seldom see such at Leith Station. What a day. Constable Ballantyne? Is that McLeavy's desk?
Sir?
But it's back to the same mess in a few days. How has he managed that? The man is a maelstrom.
You sure this'll work?
Monkeys are born thieves.
as soon as you recounted a mysterious crime and the proximity of a simian creature.
Oh, there's a slim chance he may be right.
Too kind. All we needed was a cheap and gaudy piece of jewellery.
The mistress got it from a sailor.
A long time ago.
Leave it out to attract the beast.
Pedro is innocent till proven guilty.
And see where he planks it. I can't believe it.
What?
The stash. You kept it under the bed. That's where old grannies hide their money.
Shh. Here he comes. I am not an old granny.
Go on now, pick it up. There's a good boy.
He's done it.
Off he goes. And we follow.
As quick as a greasy scone.
Shh. Down there. Has to be. It's okay, Dad.
It's a sailor.
There he is. Behind the crates over there.
Then that's his hidey hole. I am Inspector James McCleavy, and you, my Manny, are under deep suspicion. Don't you chatter at me.
Out of the way, you beast.
Pedro, come to Mummy.
Mummy?
There, there. Don't be afraid.
Wait, Anna. I'll pull the crates aside.
Oh, I can get my hand down the back here. Just here. It's your stash, mistress. Oh, my God, that bloody man's done it again.
Just my job.
And see, as well, Mamie's jewellery that went missing.
Oh, Pedro, you are a menace.
I owe you, McCleavy, one way and another.
Then you may tell me, where did you get the money for that lawyer?
My savings. Every penny.
I'll prevail upon Patterson to give you back. He's accomplished nothing.
Why do it, Hannah? The other question.
May, my dead sister. George Cameron is her boy. She was flighty, had him young, gave away. A good thing as well. She wasn't the mother in type. To the Camerons. Good folk. I watched him grow, never from near. A decent boy, clever. He turned up here with drink take and I threw him off and then the murder. I was in a fine old state. I couldn't tell a person. It was all family.
James, I think it's time you and I had that talk.
I agree. Mulholland, away him to your bees. We'll catch up later.
At your command. More sense out of them than many another.
Hannah, now take Pedro and make some coffee, slowly.
I'll do just that. Come here, you hairy beast. Here's your stash, mistress. I want nothing more to do with it. Now and again, McCleavy, you justify your miserable existence.
Where shall we talk?
Why not the garden? A natural setting.
Unforced circumstance produces strange events. You and I were caught in a cave with a dead-eyed killer, rifle ready, on the cliff above, trapped, no way out.
I remember it well. It was cold, but we soon warmed up.
That was the enforced part.
Felt quite liberated.
In any case, Mulholland came to the rescue.
Not until the morning. We had all night to be liberated.
Indeed. But that was circumstance. Now, we're back to what we were before.
Not quite the same, though.
No. I cannot deny that something passed between us.
Quite forceful, I seem to recollect.
Ah, well, but now we're back in the real world.
And you are saying what exactly?
I'm saying that this event was, of itself, alone.
You mean it cannot be continued?
No.
Ah, well, never mind. I just thought I'd ask.
What?
To make sure, you know?
Make sure?
James, you must be aware I have many admirers. If you were to enlist, I would have had to make provisions.
Provisions?
One amongst others.
A drop in the ocean?
Let us see. an arrow in the quiver. But that's fine, so long as I know.
Is that it, then?
Far as I'm concerned. You best be off now. You have crimes to solve.
Aye. Right. What about the monkey?
What?
You want me to arrest him?
No, James. Leave the monkey alone. Off you go now.
Aye, right. Crime waits for no man. Thank you for the coffee.
You didn't have any coffee?
All right, enough. That's me.
Goodbye, James.
Goodbye. See myself out. Charlie's my darling, a young
chevalier. I waited till I saw him go.
Thank you.
I will not ask your conversation.
Thank you again.
Pedro's asleep.
Must be tired out.
A letter through the front door, George Cameron, thanking me for my concern.
Are you going to meet with him?
No. Wouldn't it be fitting?
There's no shame in what you do.
Each to his own. I'm sorry for all the mess, mistress.
So am I, Hannah. So am I.
When I met with Mulholland later, he gave me a piece of honeycomb. Now, why did he do that, I wonder? I've saved it till now. Mmm. Sweet. Mm. They say love is like honey. I'm confused. I don't know where to put myself. There was I thinking this and that, and I would have only been an arrow in the quiver. Was Jean serious? She didn't look serious. She looked quite cheerful, which made it even worse. I should be happy. I have solved the Cameron case, saved the day, foiled the monkey. I should be full of the joys. And yet, I feel strangely bereft, beside myself. Oh, honey is very comforting. No wonder the bees buzz. Jean and I will go back to what was before, and that is best. It will be as if what transpired was like a dream, man and woman, but a dream in each other's minds, a picture in each other's eyes. Oh, I'm getting poetic. That's a bad sign. I look out at the lights of my city, and they're all winking at me, as if they know something I don't. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police, and I have returned to the man I trust myself to be. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm outside the cave now. No going back. No continuation. No mercy.
In McCleavy by David Ashton, McCleavy was played by Brian Cox, Jean Brash by Siobhan Redmond, Roach, David Ashton, Mulholland, Michael Percival Maxwell, Hannah, Colette O'Neill, Barnaby Buchanan, Matthew Pigeon, George Cameron, Colin Harris, Norris Dunleavy, Robert McIntosh, and Pedro the Monkey by Simon Bubb. The director was Bruce Young.